Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Father God, we just thank you for another day, Lord, knowing that you are with us, Lord. Another day, Lord, to look forward to those things that you have in store for us, Lord. And Lord, we just know that by the presence of your Holy Spirit, that this place will just be permeated, Lord, with you. Ask that you would come into our midst, Lord, and without your Spirit to move, there's no reason to be here, Lord. So thank you that you love us. Thank you that you never leave us where we are, Lord. There's always new things, Lord, that you have for us. May we just say yes to those things that you have in store for us, Lord. Because if you have in store, Lord, they're good things. All things work for the good of us that love you, Lord. And we love you. So we praise you in the name of Jesus. And now we can go into worship.
You know, human nature, a lot of times is that the second something bad happens in your life, your like reaction is to react to that bad thing. But faith is exactly taking those steps when you can't see that next thing. So it means even when your expectation is this amazing thing and it doesn't happen, faith is knowing that it's still going to be fine and that you're still going to believe through it. See, when we start operating in the kingdom, we start allowing God's word to take hold over any emotion that we might feel. It's the ability to say, regardless of what's happening, I know it's for my good. Whew. I can feel it so strong right now. I can barely even talk to you guys because I just feel like I'm going to cry and cry. But the truth is that it's these little things in our lives. Like, okay, they may be big situations, but it's little things like emotion that have the ability to completely alter the way you go after something, right? See, it seems small, but our emotions can affect so many of our choices. It's the difference between understanding this is not my fight, that he's the defender of everything for us. It's that small difference of I'm not gonna take over, I'm gonna let you continue. I'm not going to step in when I don't understand. I'm going to continue because I know what your word says. I know that it tells me that all things work together for good. I know that it tells me that I don't even have to fight my battles, that all I got to do is be still and let you work. See, that's how powerful God's working in our life is. It is powerful, so powerful, the most powerful thing. It's our greatest defense. See, he literally tells us, you don't fight the battle, just be still. See, our emotions are the complete opposite. This just happened. I gotta do something. I gotta change this. I gotta make a move. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna? And sometimes what he's telling us is just stop. Don't make moves on your own, but allow me to make the moves for you. Allow me to do what I'm doing in your life. Stop pushing what you want in your life and allow me to take over. See, we so often hear this saying about Jesus, take the wheel, right? But we're still holding on to it when we're asking him to take it. See, it takes a trust to be able to just release it and say, okay. See, it's the surrender that we have to do, right? The ability to let go of our want that this is what I want to happen. This is what I need to happen. This is what I think I need. And just say, okay, God, I trust you and I have faith in what you're doing. Faith enough to know that if this is not turning out the way I want it to, I know that you have better. See, this is a kingdom mindset. And church, when we begin to understand that it's not just saying words and it's not just doing things, but it's our actions and actually doing those things that have a great effect, we begin to see things happen that we never thought we'd see happen. Because now it's not anything we're doing, but it's God working through us and doing the things that he needs to do through us. See, the church wants to constantly have this thought of like, we need to grow, we need to do these big things, we need to do. But I know even here that there has been such a focus on the independently being dependent on God, right? And it's been this constant like thing that keeps coming to you. I remember I even told my dad one time, I told him, sometimes I get things and I'm like, I'm not going to say that because they're going to think I'm a broken record. Like, I'm just saying it over and over and over again. But then I realized it's not what I'm saying. It's what he's saying. So if we're still saying it, it's because he's still trying to give it. See, if I sound like a broken record, then he's still trying to talk to somebody about it. And that's the thing. We want to move up. We're talking about promotions today, right? We want to move up with our mindset of what we think we need to move up. But God has a whole different thought a lot of times of the way he's going to do something. And a lot of times the way he's going to do it may not make sense to us. It may not even financially make sense or like business-wise make sense or whatever anybody wants to think, like the way we grew up, the way we were taught, the way we're... And that's okay. Because sometimes him doing things outside of that just gives him glory for what he's doing. Because it's not, it can't be construed as what you did, but it's what he did. But see, that is why we have to understand that when he tells us to move, that's where we move. That when he tells us to wait, that's when we wait. That when he's not giving us an answer, sometimes that is the answer. Don't do it. See, we have to learn to hear him first in everything. Every single move we make, every single thing we do, the way we think, the way we go after things, it should be him in our lives who's teaching us those things. See, things come up in our lives and things happen, but it's not to tear you down and it's not to destroy you. It's to build you up for what he's doing in your life and where he's taking you next. See, because we can't see that, but he can, which is why having faith in what he's doing is so important for us. Is because when we're down in it all, in the middle of the storm, we might just be seeing the storm, but he's seeing everything that's happening outside of it. The way he's rearranging, the way he's setting things up, the tools he's equipping you with, the things he's teaching you, all of those things are things that he sees even when you don't see it. This song, God really had this song on my heart super heavy this week, and I know it's new for you guys, but I just want to go back to some of the words because the words in it are just, it made me weep like crazy for days and days and days because I just love it. And because that's the thing is when we're down, sometimes we're down, right? But God is building us up. He really is. He's the Bible tells you he makes you more than a conqueror. So if he's making you more than a conqueror, he's not tearing you down. He's giving you new things so that you can move forward. So this song, like I love the beginning. You call me strong and courageous when I don't feel like I am. You could have turned me away, but you chose me instead. You say that I'm gonna make it when I don't feel like I can, and you see the battle I'm facing and you're stepping in. I have a new revelation, a savior who calls me his friend. I used to fight my own battles, but never again. I have a power that's greater than all of the enemy's lies. I know the truth of the gospel, that you're on my side. See, God is never working against you. So even when you see things happening in your life that maybe don't feel great, don't seem great, and are frustrating, we have to understand that the greatest thing we can do is turn to God. Because He'll give you every step, He'll make it so clear to you what you should do next. Don't allow emotions to be what guides you. Let God be what guides you in every single thing, because He is not against us at all. And He is setting us up for more. He's never desiring for us to move backwards. When we move backwards, church, that's happening because of us a lot of times. Because we're maybe looking backwards and we're doing some backwards movement, right? But if we stay focused on God, you'll see that everything is moving forward. Moving forward towards what He has for you, building you up, moving you forward in your walk, moving you forward in your surroundings, like the mission field He's given you, all of those things, you'll begin to just see them change, not because of you, but because you're focused on who's important, on God. Because that's the thing, as you grow, you shine. And you shine so bright that the people around you notice, and they want what that is too, because what you're doing seems so much greater than my struggle, is a lot of times what they're seeing. And the truth is that you do have something that people need. And it's not even necessarily this constant, like, we just have to go and tell somebody a scripture. Do what God tells you to do. Because there's been so many instances where just by walking and making decisions that God's given me, people see that, and that's what even just brings them. And God will give you words for people. Your focus on God allows you to build your relationship, which allows you to hear what He's telling you. And when you hear what He's telling you, you're more effective than what you try to do on your own. See, when we go and we just try to say what we think we should say and tell them this is what we think they should be doing, it becomes like a wall. But when we allow God to speak to us and give us things for people, it's exactly what they need. It's never the extra. It's gonna be exactly what they need in their life, because He knows better than we could ever know. Because He knows us individually.
What the sister is saying is so true. We have a God that is mighty, a God that is great, a God that can be mighty in our lives if we allow Him to be mighty. It's us that put the obstacles before Him. He loves us so much. He wants to give us the desires of our heart. And I know that when I was praising God, I heard Him say Psalm 23. And this all ties in together with what the sister is saying, Rebecca. He is our shepherd. And that's why He sent me to Psalm 23, to remind you that He is your shepherd. He knows what you need. Let Him lead you. Let Him guide you. And I'm going to read Psalm 23, what He wants me to read to you. So He says, He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. We walk through the shadow, through the darkest the darkest valley, we will fear no evil, for God is with us. I'm paraphrasing this. His rod and his staff comfort us. He prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies. He anoints our heads with oil, and our cups overflow. Surely his goodness and his love will follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is truth. This is what we're to stand on. In the darkest times, whatever we're facing, the good times and the bad times, as they say, he is with us, and he's the good shepherd, and he will lead us and guide us down the path that we are to walk down. Rely on him, call on him, love him, because he loves you, and this is what he has for you. Amen.
Even this morning when we were in prayer before church, the Lord gave me this scripture. Psalms 37:23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. We need to be still and know where the Holy Spirit is leading us and guiding us. We are that light of the world, and God will lead us and guide us and give us the words to touch the people around us. And I just praise the Lord that he always gives me a word or a scripture. Amen.
Hi, everybody. Do you know how much the Lord loves you and how much that he's involved in your life? He is somebody that wants to. We're all individuals, and we all have a special plan that he has for our lives. And he wants to remind you in Isaiah 43:18-19 says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. So don't look at the things that happened yesterday. Look at the things that he wants to do for you today. See, I am doing a new thing. It is springing up. Don't you perceive it? Keep your eyes on him, and you'll see exactly in the direction that he wants to. I've just was so blessed because somebody, Liz, was baptized this weekend. She was, she was in the Madeira, Liz, Madeira? Was that where you were baptized? God's doing a new thing with her. We got a marriage going on. We got people just, Deborah just came back, and she is going to be ministering, and she is finding a new way. The whole idea is that we are an instrument of God, and he wants to use us. So could it be a smile? Could it be a word? Could it be just a touch? People need to see him in you.
Okay, once again, this is the Holy Spirit. This is why I'm here. This is why I'm up here. Rick, I want you to come up. Rick, I want you to come up. A significant change is going on between Rick and I both. Rick got baptized, as we all know, on April 19th. I got baptized last Sunday on Mother's Day. Mother's Day, I'm not going to go into all that. No, I'm just not. All I know is that my baptism last Sunday, I got up out of the water and I felt different. Amen. I was different. I came out of the water and I was different. I've been in the Word of God more than I ever have been. It's opened to me. The words are jumping off of the page. Wow. The Holy Spirit is moving. I am feeling the difference. I feel the difference every day. But boy, since that day, wow. I've had some difficult things have happened since then. But praise be unto God. I trust in God. He fights my battles. I'm not the one. He does it. Not me. So, I just ask you all, please. I have a really difficult meeting coming in on Tuesday. I need the Holy Spirit there. I need God's strength for that meeting. Rick is going to be with me at that meeting. Because Rick is my protector, my covering, next to God the Father in heaven. And then the next one closest is the husband. And then after that is family. And then after that is friends. So I'm not crying sad tears here. I'm crying, wow, God has done something. My dear, there is a miracle of the Holy Spirit. If you haven't visited Madeira Canyon, I encourage you to do it. Wow. All I can say is God has moved. I feel different. I came out of that water different. I felt different. I even told Rick, I said, I feel different. we feel different. We as a couple, we feel different. Things are so different. It just blows my mind what God is doing.
I tell you, Pastor Henry asked me to speak to y'all about the song, I Trust in God. I sought the Lord, and He came in the answer. When I was sick, down and out with cancer, all huddled up, crying, I didn't pray to the Lord. I cried to the Lord. Please help me. Please help me. First day, I didn't really get an answer. But I just kept trying. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Please help me. And one day, He came to me and He talked to me. And He said, just be here, be there. Just, I will take care of you. You don't have to worry about it. And I cried and cried and cried over God speaking to me. And I didn't realize it until a couple days later when I looked over and I thought I saw an angel. I think the Lord sent angels down to look over me. So, I trust in God. I sought the Lord. He came and He answered. And I will never forget Him for this. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. And I am a child of God.
God, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Billy. Thank you, all of you that spoke this morning. Praise God. How many believe that God is doing something in the earth today? How many believe that God is getting ready to expose His kingdom in the earth? Is anybody excited about that? Come on, man. I'll tell you what, I'm excited. I believe that God has been talking to my heart this week, and I just haven't been able to shake off this thing that He's been placing on me. And one of the things is that God is saying this morning that what He's doing in your life is valuable to you. It's worth value. It's got lots of value. Can you say amen to that? The value that
that he desires you to understand is that he wants to take you where you've never been before. Can you say amen to that? You've never seen what he's trying to do with you. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. I believe it. You know, the word of God says, you know, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, the word of God says in Joel chapter 2. Can you put that up? Hallelujah. How many of you know this scripture? Verse 28. Thus saith the Lord. How many of you like to hear thus saith the Lord? I love those words. Hallelujah. Joel chapter 2. It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Let me say amen. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old man, there ain't no old men in here. Not a one. Yeah. No old men. Yeah. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see what? Visions. Amen. Scripture. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days I will pour out of my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. Can you say amen to that? How many want to see wonders? How many of you are looking for wonders? I'm going to tell you, I tell you, you know, sometimes we have been a generation or a church age of where we want to see wonders. And I love to see wonders. But what I want to see is what God has for the church. Can you say amen to that? Every member in the body of Christ functioning in the place that God wants them to function in. Can you say amen to that? I think that's a great deal because that's where we begin to minister one to another. It's not designed just for the pastor or the evangelist. It is designed that we, as a body of Christ, listening to the head. What's his name? Jesus, listening to the head, ministering to one another. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. I want to talk to you about, not so much about dreams. I love the stories about how Joseph had a dream. Amen? Daniel had a dream. But I don't want to talk so much about dreams this morning because I feel the Lord wants me to talk about vision. Vision. Amen? Acts chapter 2 says this, if you will, this. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, everybody say suddenly.
Suddenly.
Suddenly. And all of a sudden, is that right? There came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. Amen? Hallelujah. Yeah. Could that be a sign in the heavens? Yeah. Could that be could that be an extraordinary event? Extraordinary event. Absolutely, it was. There was a sound like a rushing mighty wind. And this wind, it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire, and it sat on each of them. And they were all, everybody say filled. Filled with what? With the Holy Ghost, and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Here we go. Here's a fulfillment happening on earth to what was spoken by Joel years and years before. Hallelujah. And the same word that was spoken by Joel, Peter got up and spoke and told the folks, hey, man, this is what's happening. You're going to see things you've never seen before. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Later on that day, they people that were gathered in Jerusalem saw men speaking in languages that they understood, and they knew they were Galileans. They said, how did these guys learn our language so good? Amen? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Because it wasn't really them speaking. they were giving voice to the Spirit, and the Spirit was speaking the thing, and they were understanding what they were saying. I remember watching, I can't remember who the evangelist was, but it was in Africa, and there was a whole bunch of people gathered around the, and what's that? Reinhard Bonnke. Thank you, Bliss. That's good. They were all gathered around, and this older lady that was up there, she was praying, and you could see somebody looking at her, and ran over to him, grabbed the microphone, told him what was going on. They took the microphone while this woman, the woman didn't even know they were doing it. And she's saying, mi casa es tu casa. Mi casa es tu casa. And see, the Spirit was giving utterance in a language. How many of you know what that means? Yeah, I think I know. My house is your house, is what she was saying. She's an African woman. Later on, they asked her, do you know Spanish? She goes, I don't know what you're talking about. Why would I know Spanish? We're going to see things we've never seen before. Amen? You know, I believe, because we've got some young people in this church that don't mind coming up and speaking. I believe we're going to see some young people putting their, hey, look, this is what the Lord says to you, my friend. Pastor Henry, what you think is a man of God, but this is what God's saying to you. And they will read my mail to me. Is that amen? I want to see it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Signs, wonders that the Holy Ghost is doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Folks, when you lay hands on the sick and they recover, that should be happening anyway.
Amen.
Can you say amen to that? The Spirit of God, because it's not you doing it, it's the Holy Ghost, amen? Anytime we try to take credit for anything, we stand in trouble. We stand in line for the woodshed. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
You don't take credit for nothing. Without God, we can do what?
Anything.
Nothing. We can do nothing without God. Amen. Okay, you guys want to use the word anything. Okay. We can't do anything without God. Amen. Hallelujah. To Him belongs all the glory, all the honor. Amen. One of the things God has been saying to me is that people don't realize how valuable your vision is. Do you realize how valuable what God has given you as far as a vision? This church is under two visions that God had given me. I had some pastors called me up and they said, hey, we want to go to lunch. I said, okay, sounds good. And so there were two pastors in this community. And so we went to lunch. I said, as long as you're buying, I'm in. Amen? Come on, bro. We get over there and they started telling me, they started throwing me all their credentials, if you will. I went to this school, I went to that school, went to this school. I said, wow, great, bro. Praise God, man. I was able to eat by the time those guys got through showing me their credentials. I got done with my plate and they're out there and then they started eating. I said, you guys better eat, your food's going to get cold. And they asked me, tell us about your, did you go to college? No, I went to, I worked in a mine. I got out of high school and went to, and worked in the mine. Oh, I said, okay. Did you go to seminary? No, I didn't do that either. And they said, well, how'd you become a pastor? I said, well, to tell you the truth, I didn't really ask for it. But, so they kind of had this puzzle. I said, let me tell you one thing. I said, well, one thing is I love the Lord, with all my heart, all my soul, and all my mind. And I went before the Lord. I said, I'll do anything you want me to do, God. I should have said, except pastor of church. Not right, Pastor John. No. But yeah, I said, Lord, I'll do anything. And I was telling these gentlemen, I said, the Lord gave me a vision. And I explained the vision to them. It was about a man standing by a lake and how the water came out of the lake. And there was a conduit that ran down to where he was standing. And this is Isaiah 6 something. It says, go and stand at the end of the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the fuller's field and say, God had been preparing my heart with this thing. And I spoke to this guy. I said, this is what God gave me. He told me. And in that vision, I saw water coming down, hit this guy in the back, right in his back. And I could see the water rolling around inside. He opened his mouth and it sprayed water out onto this field where there was one road going. How many know there's only one way to God? There was one road going through in this field. And as soon as the water hit the field, things started growing. It looked like corn stalks to me in my vision. And so I'm looking at this thing and I'm telling these guys about it. And I said, and I was weeping because I realized where it was that he was talking to me about. And I was weeping, and the Lord said to me, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Right there, I should have said, wait a minute. I don't know how to do that. So I told those guys, I don't have seminary, but I have a vision and a word of my calling. And these two brothers were weeping by the time I got. And one of them said to me, I don't have that. I said, I would rather have that than all the seminary training in the world. I said, hey, God's got it for you. Go after it. It's vision. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I didn't realize I was a youth pastor at the time. I thought it was for my youth group. So we had an upstairs at the church I was at. So we said, upper pool. Yeah, that'll work. Upper pool. And that's where I installed my vision. That was my own work. I had no idea that it was talking about this. About allowing the waters of life to flow through. And that those things in the field, those standing in the field would hear and would begin to grow. You see, God is desiring that the body of Christ grow and grow strong. Can you say amen to that? God has designed you in Psalm 68:28. In the King James. Sorry. I won't apologize again. But that in the King James, Psalm 68:28. If you don't read the King James, it's not going to look anything like this. But it says, God has commanded your strength. Therefore, strengthen, O Lord, that which you have wrought for us. You see, God does all the work. He says, David is calling out to the Lord and he says, strengthen, God, what you have done for me. Strengthen it. How many need strength in what you're doing? Come on, man. God wants you strong. Can you say, the scripture says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the way you're going to be strong is you're going to find out from God what his plan is for you personally. Can you say amen to that? We have talked about this. It's on our door when you look up on the way out. It might be a little hard to see right now, but it says we are independently dependent on God, not on the pastor, not on your buddy, your friend, or everything. We are dependent upon God. That's where we need to be. To hear him and him alone. There's only one voice you need to be hearing today. The voice of the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen to that? I feel that. I can sense God saying, yeah, tell him, Henry. Tell him again. Tell him again. You only need one voice. You don't need an internet. You don't need it. All you need is what's in your closet. The uprising of the Spirit of God within you. To say, Lord, come on. Lord, hallelujah. Come on. Let me hear what you got for me today, Lord. How many of you know that God wants to light you up? Can you say amen to that? Hey, if you would put up Proverbs 20, verse 27. I'm getting way out, Liz, so keep up, okay? Sorry. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. You see that? I'm going to say this to you again. God wants to light you up. How many want God to light you up? Yeah, how many of you want a fresh light? Lord, give me a light, give me a brightness, God, that is not like any brightness I've ever seen in the earth. Lord, show me what you want. Show me what you want, Lord. What do you want, Lord? What do you want, Lord? Hallelujah. Light me up, Lord. Rabbo Kashmir. Psalm 18:28. This. God says, hey, I'm going to light you up. Can you say amen? For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Can you say amen to that? How does he do it? He'll give you a vision. He will pour a vision into you just like he said years ago. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And they will prophesy. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
My daughter prophesies better than I do. Can you say amen to that? Don't say it. Nah, I'm just kidding. Yes, she does. That's a promise that I went to the Lord. I said, Lord, you said that my sons and daughters will prophesy. I believe it. And guess what? My daughter prophesies. My son prophesies. My grandkids, I'm watching for. I'm going to see them prophesy because God is faithful to his promise. Light me up, Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 29, verse 18 says this. Listen to this. Hallelujah. Ora kashumarede. I'm sorry. It's Proverbs. That's the one we had trouble with this morning. Thanks, Liz. Proverbs 29:18. The Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And you see, God is saying that he has an individual vision for each and every one of us. Can you say amen? Your vision is as it's I don't know what that word is I'm looking for. Just as your fingerprints are different than anybody else around you. How many of you know you don't have there's not two of you have fingerprints? Our vision is that different. But when it comes from God and God alone. See, I mean, come on, we're not talking about people making up their vision. Is that okay? I was in Phoenix and the pastors are the young, you know, I was a youth pastor, and the pastors there, we'd have these conferences with all the youth leaders, and one of them would say, hey, they were given this scripture, and he said, without a vision, people perish. And so they said, we're gonna go around the table and ask you what your vision is. And I didn't have no vision that I knew of. So when they got to me, I made one up. We're not talking about making up vision here. I made one up. I said, well, I just want to see all the kids in the high school saved. Praise God, it's a good vision. They moved on. When I realized that I didn't have a vision, I began to ask God, you got to give me a vision. I need a vision. And see, when God gives a vision, it's not just for them. Habakkuk chapter 2, if you will, look at this one. Look at this scripture. This is Habakkuk, the prophet, and he says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. And then he says something very odd here, but it's got a lot to do with who we are. It says, and I will watch to see what he will say to me. He's going to watch to see what he will say. How come you just say, I will wait to hear what he will say? No, he said something very different. He's talking about a vision. that comes to the heart and begins to open and expand what God has for you. Can you say amen to that? This is valuable to you. Oh, don't go to sleep on me. Can you say amen to that? I'm going to tell you, get up and stand up and do something, but don't go to sleep on me right now, because God is saying your vision is so important to you. It's more valuable than you can even imagine. Whew. And he says, and I will watch to see what he will say to me and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. He says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Make it plain upon tables that he may run that reads it. Now, you might think this is just one vision that God wants to give so that everybody can run with it. No, I will tell you, these are personal visions that God wants to do with you. He says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But at the end it will speak. It will not lie. Lord, tarry, wait for it. How many of you know we're supposed to wait on the Lord? The Lord wants to give you vision. He wants to show you a purpose and a plan that he has even for today. Maybe you're a little elderly and you feel like, well, maybe all I can do is just call on the phone or whatever. Could it be that God might want to give you a vision to show you where he wants you? Could it be that God wants to do things? Could it be, Pastor? Could it be, Pastor?
Yes, it could.
Could it be? Could it be, Pastor, that man, you, just when we think we're done, God says, oh, you ain't done. You might call yourself retired. And he says, but I'm going to call you a retread. Come on, amen? I'm going to get you going, bro. I'm going to light your fire, amen? Hallelujah. Could it be that God has more force than we've even imagined? Could it be? Could it be that he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Could it be that we don't even have an inkling of what God wants? Could it be? Could it be that we need to wait for a vision? Could it be that vision that he gives us, maybe you all have had visions, that God has given you vision, but I will tell you, God wants to multiply and multiply on top of vision on what he's given you to get you to where he wants you to go. Can you say amen to that? You gotta have vision. If you don't know what it is, it's a simple thing. Say, God, I need a vision. That's all you need. That's all I did. But I got so hungry for it. Oh, let me tell you, I got so, so hungry for a vision. I said, man, God, you don't give me a vision. I was teaching young people at the time. I said, if you don't give me a vision, I'm going to go tell Pastor that I cannot teach kids anymore. I will not lead the blind. I don't want to be a man that is blind trying to lead the blind. Can you say amen to that? You see, you got to have vision to see. Amen? Oh, come on, man. Don, you had a word that you wanted. Could I get you to read? I want you to just listen to what she reads here, because vision is so important to us. It is more valuable than what we even place value on. What God will speak to you, allow it to grow in your life. Allow it to multiply, if you will. Give them a second.
Ooh. I heard just a little saying. It said, coincidences are miracles where we don't necessarily see God. And I shared this morning with Pastor Henry that as I was reading, you know how those things that just kind of pop out at you. And this is out of Psalm 32 from the Passion Translation. I hear the Lord saying, I will stay close to you, instructing and guiding you along the pathway for your life. I will advise you along the way and lead you forth with my eyes as your guide.
Yeah.
This is the part that did kind of resonate with me. So don't make it difficult. Don't be stubborn. When I take you where you have not been before, don't make me tug you and pull you along. Just come with me.
Come on. Praise God. Amen. How many say amen? God wants to lead us. He wants to guide us into the things that he has for us. But can we be a little stubborn? Anybody ever been stubborn in here? Not a one of you. No, I didn't, but no. I like what it says, I will be with you, and I will lead you, and I will guide you. Amen? Amen. Folks, don't do anything without the Lord. Say, Lord, do you want to go? In our youth group, there's some kids, and they used to do human videos. And in this one human video, there's a young lady reading the Bible. And it's actually supposed to be Jesus. He walks up and puts his hand on her shoulder while she's reading. And she praises us, God, oh yeah. He's got his hand on her, and he steps back a little bit. And then she's reading her Bible. He steps up again, puts his hand on her, and whoosh. She goes, yeah, Lord, hallelujah, praise God. And he steps back, and then she gets a phone call. And it's her friends. Hey, we want to go out. We want to go do this. We want to go do that. She goes, I want to come. I want to come. And Jesus puts his hand on her. She kind of brushes it away. And then she says, I'll be back, Jesus. I'll be back. And he kind of follows her to the door. She goes, no, stay here. Whatever she's going to do. I don't know what they're going to do, but, you know, stay here. No. So she heads for the door again. He walks over. And she says, no, stay here. Does it three times. The last time, she pushes him up against the wall, grabs an arm, and grabs the other arm, puts on his feet, stay here. Can I tell you that the Lord wants to lead you and guide you? He loves you, and he does have a plan for you. That thing that's within your heart, that thing that you feel like you want to do, he probably put it there. I don't know if David felt like he wanted to be king. And he never really says, I want to be king. God, you don't see it in there. But God say, I saw a heart that's after me, and I'm going to make him a king. I've got a plan for him. I was watching my son-in-law. It was a basketball game, and I was watching my son-in-law. He was the coach of these kids. And I felt this anointing rise up within me while I was watching him. And I was enjoying watching him more than I was watching the game, because God was showing me something. He's showing me something. And I know that God is going to use that young man. I know that basketball teams, it's just a game. But it is an instruction in life. And I know that God not only is going to take him places with that, because I saw the glory of God in what he was doing, where I hadn't seen anything. I shouldn't say that, huh? I didn't see nothing in my son-in-law. But then I saw what God wanted me to see. And I said, oh, yeah, come on. There is vision in every one of our hearts, yet we're not recognizing it, that God has placed it in us. Can you say amen to that? That vision is valuable. Don't let go of it. When you find out what it is, nurture it. Bring the word. God, give me words. Give me things to speak to it. If there's times when I feel, as a pastor, sometimes, I know I'm supposed to be joyful and everything, and hopping around and skipping through the tulips and every time, just having such a good time. I know, but I'll tell you what, there's been times where I hit the pavement. And the only thing that picks me up is the vision that God has given me. I know that this is what God has given me. And it is valuable. How could I release anything that he's given me? Can you say amen to that? How could I turn my back on what he's given me? Can't do it. Hallelujah. Well, so much for all the notes. Mark chapter 4, verse 21. I want you to see this. Mark 4, 21, it says, "And he said to them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick?" You see, the vision that God is lighting you up with is meant for everybody to see. He wants to expose this kingdom through the vision that he has for you. Can you say amen to that? The vision he has for you is so, the word I was looking for earlier is unique. The uniqueness of the vision that he has for you is unlike anybody else's in the world. Can you say amen to that? Just like you are unique. You're like nobody else. There has never been anybody on this planet that's like you. And when you leave this planet, there'll never be anybody like you again. Can you say amen to that? You are unique. And same with the vision that he has for you, the uniqueness of who you are and what he has for you, it's intended that the world might see the beauty. I think that's what I saw in Oscar, the beauty and the glory of the Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Second Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. Let's look at this just for a minute. But what enhances that? What brings you to the full acknowledgement? What is it that's going to help you to understand what that vision that God has placed in you? It says, where it says here, it says, as is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. Do you see how he's going to get you to know it? It's by his Spirit. Next verse. For the Spirit searches all things. Can you say amen? Everybody look out. Say all things. He knows everything about you. He searches it all out. He says, Spirit searches all things. Yea, the what kind of things of God? The deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the man, save the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. I'm going to back up here. I just want to talk to you a little about this. I had stood up here in front of the congregation, and I said, I never asked to be a pastor. Is it? I never asked to be a pastor. But I did tell God, I will do anything you want me to do. I didn't say accept pastor. I should have. But I didn't. But I told the congregation, I just told the Lord, I will do whatever you want me to do. On the way home, I began to pray in the Spirit. And as I was praying in the Spirit, I had kind of fallen asleep. I woke up and I'm looking at Rosie and I said, have I been talking long? She goes, no, you just started. And I said, oh, okay. And right when I was relaxing to go to kind of nod off again, the Holy Spirit said this to me. He says, Henry, oh, you prayed for it. You just didn't know you were praying for it. And that's what he's saying here. Next verse, Mija. That we might know the things of the Spirit of God. He says, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of man that's in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man. See, I didn't know what God was doing. I had no idea that he was speaking to prepare me for what I was about to enter. I had no idea. And this, folks, this is how God enhances your vision. I would say pray in the Spirit. If you don't know, if you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost and you don't know how, you don't know maybe what your God has actually called you, there's not a clarity in your heart that says, I know that I know this is what God has called me to. Because, folks, as far as I can tell, this is what the Lord is saying. The body of Christ needs to know with a clarity in their heart that who they are. Not trying to be all these different other things all at one time, but just who you are. What God has created you for, and that's it. Can you say amen to that? Somehow we want to fit into every category that as a Christian, well, category this, category that. This is what Christians do. This is what Christians do. God says, forget all that. Just do what I tell you to do. Just do what I have placed in you and allow that to flourish, and you watch what happens. But folks, you got to have your heart set on God and nobody else. I've said it before and from the congregation, I've said it before, that you need to just kind of break off of those things that you're watching on the internet, all those things, all those pastors, all those things. You know what? Yeah, it's good stuff. I get it. Good, great stuff. Anointed stuff. But I will say to you, how much could God be placing in your heart if you would take that time and spend that with Him? Praying in the Spirit, allowing the Spirit of God to speak to you, allowing Him to quicken your mind. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. He wants to give you these things. So I would say, pray in the Spirit, because the Spirit knows what God has for you. The things of a man, God knows what He has for you. There's a scripture, Psalm 42, verse 7. Psalm 42, verse 7. Deep calls into deep at the noise of your waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Deep calls into deep at the noise of your waterspouts. Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers. A lot of times it just starts like a little tiny sprinkle. Can you say amen? When I first got saved, it was a sprinkle. I would say today there's rivers that flow through my spirit. I have no idea what's going on unless He shows it to me. He might be talking about all of you, and I don't even know what's going on. I said, well, God, what are you talking about? He won't show it to me. Maybe He will. But deep calls unto deep. You know how I said the Spirit searches and seeks out the deep things of God? This is what the Holy Spirit does. How he does it is by you releasing the Holy Ghost in your life and allowing Him to speak to you, allowing Him to refresh your spirit. And I will guarantee you that as you open up the Word, just like the sister Liz was talking about, things will begin to jump off the page because He wants to light a new fire in you. He's desiring that your vision light you up. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. One last scripture. It's time to go. Luke chapter 8, verse 16 through 18. But see, you be careful. Because, you know, the church has gotten along kind of okay. But I really do believe if we have been listening to the things that God is trying to say to us years ago, we'd be a lot further along. Can you say amen to that? I don't know if you, I mean, I believe that. But at the same time, I know that the seasons and the times are in His hand. That He is the one in control. Can you say amen? The body of Christ is growing today. The body of Christ is becoming mature today because God is doing it. God by His own hand, by His Spirit, is building the body, strengthening them. But here's what it says. No man, when he has lighted a candle, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed. Let's talk about this God. God ain't going to put your candle under His bed. Can you say amen to that? All right. Hopefully you're still listening. But sets it on a candlestick that they which enter in may see the light. Now watch what it says right here. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, and nothing hid that shall not be known and come abroad. That scripture used to scare me. Oh, God, you know all my dirty secrets. Oh, boy. And used to help me to God, hey, man, I ain't doing this no more. I ain't doing that no more. I won't hit my wife again. No, I'm just kidding. I never hit my wife. When she was young, I used to hit on her, but she always pushed it away. Get away from me. Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know if you guys are awake. I hope you guys are awake. Hey, I do not hit my wife. I've never hit my wife. Can you say amen? Praise God. It says nothing secret that shall not be made manifest. You see, the secret things of God that he's placed in you, eyes not seen, ears not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, the things that he has done for you, that he prepared for you, those secret things by the Spirit, because he's lit your candle, will become manifest. Can you say amen to that? Can you say that? He said, and neither anything hid that shall not be known, anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. He says, hey, I'm going to cause it. When he lights your candle, those things that have never been known before, never been seen before in the earth, they're going to come forth out of you. Can you say amen to that? That's exciting to me. That's better than a new car. Amen? That's better than a Corvette. We talked about Corvettes last week. That's better than a Corvette. That's better than a Maserati. Better. Because he's lighting your spirit to do the work that he has in this earth. Can you say amen to that? And it says, but take heed therefore how you hear. And listen to this part. For whosoever has, to him shall be given. Whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seems to have. Folks, I will tell you today, it takes the Holy Ghost to open vision to you. We've tried to go in directions on our own. Can you say amen? We've tried to say, okay, God, I got this. I don't need you. Just stay back there in case I need you. But I've got this. Mm-mm. No more. He says, to whoever has, say, what? You got a vision, God's going to add to your vision. He'll continue to strengthen your vision by his Spirit that dwells in you. No vision? You better ask for vision. Can you say amen to that? Because it says, something will be taken away, even that what he thinks he has. Folks, God is saying something to us. Don't play around. Be honest with yourself. Scripture says, test yourself. See if you're in the faith. Test yourself. See if God is doing these things for you, or is it you? Is it you trying to build up you? Or is it you trying to show the glory of God in the earth by listening and hearing to what he says? Because, folks, I'll tell you what, we're in a time where it's time that the body of Christ be who they are. Can you say amen? The body of Christ. Every joint functioning in the way it's supposed to function. Focused. Knowing confidently that this is what God has called me to. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Could you stand? Hallelujah. We'll pray for you. The value of your vision. We don't even know how valuable this vision that God has for us is. So, Father, I just thank you this morning. I thank you for your sons and daughters, Father God. You have said, Father God, that you will pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, and the sons and daughters will prophesy. Old men shall dream dreams. Young men shall see visions. Father, I'm praying this morning, enhance the vision of your people. Show them, Father, that which you have
placed in their life for them and them alone. I thank you for it. Father, I praise you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. If you agree, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, shake somebody's hand. Tell them thanks for coming to church this morning. We love you.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.